Poems from Sundered. Inner Sanctum. Watching the others in a cluster, excited, hurrying toward a possible satisfactory, and staying behind, heading down a cobbled street. Knowing there's wind in the scene, clouds overhead, reminiscent of menace, the bent reeds, to go apart, to delete the life I led. Under prediction of storm, to mimic the gardener, shaping, deleting, to engage in it, the less and the less. To round the curve expecting to sight a flycatcher, unfazed by my credulous enthusiasm for visible detail, the shape of what's missing, central. To penetrate the world, but which world? Monteverdi composing Penelope's lament, plaintive sound bound to another's body, ensorcerized, to retreat to a white room, to inhabit the emptiness, to put aside, like someone who has an appointment, the work, a malstück of the soul. When heathens are speaking and true believers are speaking, when companions converge and enemies of long standing, when behind so-and-so's back the grabbers catch as can, and the peaceable fellow at the door with his ecological flyer argues and argues and argues, I lose myself. At night, when hurrying in the indivisible, talking to the dark with its incurious eyes, I trip over a root of a 100-100-years tree. Falling, I reach out my spread open hand. Go out and do something. Do, and the word will dissolve in fog-smudged rain. Fear. Fear of a meteorite obscured by clouds falling toward us helplessly. And no other world? All that is done in that swirling mathematics where what I achieve is inversely proportional to what I do. I row out into gulfweed. Calm closes in.